Hello, friends. Lee Brown here to answer one of the most commonly asked questions in real estate. In fact, if you're in any search engine and you start typing this in, you watch it auto fill in. Which CRM should I use? Now, this doesn't matter if you've been in the business for 5 minutes or 55 years. Ears will perk up because everybody wants a better solution. That's just life, and particularly it's realtor life. So here's the Lee Brown thoughts on things. First of all, if you're an early career realtor, Haley, what's a CRM? That could stand for client relationship manager, customer relationship manager. It could mean I can't remember my own name. It doesn't matter. It's essentially your list of people. Now, that list of people is going to be a combination of your sphere, which is the people you know and with whom you actually have relationship, past clients, and hopefully they're now in your sphere. It could include the person who owns the dry cleaners where you drop your clothes off. It could include the parents of the friends that your kids have, their teachers at school. It could be anybody. In the old days, we called it a Rolodex, and Rolodexes were amazing. But in CRM world of today, we're talking really cool software programs. Now, where you are in your business is going to dictate which kind of program makes the most sense for you. Some of y'all that run very compact businesses can do fine with an Excel spreadsheet or a Google sheet. I would just caution you to make sure that you have a backup if things live in the cloud so that you can access them when your internet goes down, and vice versa. You've got a cloud backup when your computer decides to put on the sad face and just die right completely straight out of the blue. A spreadsheet program would include the following fields. You want to know their name, and you want to know the person with whom they make decisions, whether or not they're married. You want to know their mailing address. If they use a PO box, you need to know the physical address. You want to know the telephone number. You should know if it's a landline or a cell phone. The email address that they check. And then ideally, you'd know how you came into contact with them, whether they're a friend from church or somebody with whom you worked in a past life or whatever the category is that they land in. That's your basic fields. You don't need to get super fancy. I mean, honestly, you should add birthdays and you should add the anniversary when they bought their house, but just be smart about the number of fields that belong on one screen, because friends, if it's something you have to swipe three screens over, be honest, you're only ever going to look at what's on that primary screen. So that's what a CRM is and how you want to look at it. Here are my software program suggestions. And for the record, these are the ones I have tested out. There are plenty of other ones out there. And the old school adage we use in real estate is the one you use is the best one. So whichever one you feel like you'd actually use it, lean into that. In my brokerage, because I run an independent brokerage and I want to have different characteristics of a database than I would if I were a single agent in a smaller business, I use KV Core. Frankly, it's got more features than I can ever get my arms around. And my team and I are focused in 2022 on figuring out how we can better utilize some of the tools in this system. It is not cheap, but we are going to make the most of that investment. Just remember that if you're spending money on something, it should bring you a return. Now, if I were looking at a solution for a real estate team that's not just a brokerage, Chime is a wonderful option. Chime, like what a doorbell sounds like when you ring it. I like the features of Chime. I enjoyed it very well. Has really great plugins. It's easy to allow your teammates to work with you on projects to make sure you're providing an excellent experience to the clients who choose you as their realtor. And if you're a solo agent, a wonderful tool to look at is Follow Up Boss. Now, I had never really messed with Follow Up Boss until they decided to sponsor my podcast. And oh yeah, it's pretty cool. And a team could use it as well. Now, to get to Follow Up Boss, they actually gave me a link for an extended free trial where you don't need your credit card. Whoop, whoop. So that's in the notes. So check that out. Check out any of them, frankly, because one of the pillars of your business should be organization of the people who like you and trust you so that you can stay in touch with them. And then they will remember you when they need that ethical, competent professional in the future. Because spoiler alert, if you're not staying in touch with people and they forget about you, and then they land with somebody who's just not as amazing as you are, that's on you. So get yourself organized. Let me know if you have questions or if you have your own suggestions. Drop it into the comments. I'll check them out. because I'm always looking to get better. And that's why we do this crazy thing called life. I'll see you next time.